Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners on this most auspicious week, which is the week of unity between Muslims and the various sects of Islam. This is a week which falls between two traditions which have been reported, two days in which it has been reported. Those days are the birthdays of the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one according to the Sunni tradition, which we believe is a weaker tradition, and the other, the tradition of the Shias. And you know, the existence of the Prophet, his person, is something which we believe can unite all of the Muslims together, just like the Quran, the book of the Prophet, which was revealed to him, is also a way, is also something which we can all gather around and unite on and agree upon. And today, you know, unity is something very important because, as we see tangibly today, you know, some people are encouraging Muslims to fight with one another, war with one another, curse one another, right? And you know, and this is something which is, you know, they do for ulterior and personal motives, right? You know, disunity and conflict amongst Muslims is something that the enemies of Islam, the enemies of Muslims, right? It's something that is to their benefit, right? And they use it, this strategy to, you know, to suppress Muslims and conquer them. Right, so unity is something very important. There's many verses in the Holy Quran which allude to the importance of unity. For example, we have a verse in the Holy Quran which says, "The faithful are indeed brothers." إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Therefore, make peace between your brothers and be wary of Allah, so that you may receive His mercy. Right? If we see Muslims, the Quran encourages us to make peace between Muslims. If we see two Muslims warring with one another, fighting with one another, quarreling with one another, and you know, we see a disunity having come about between them, the Quran encourages us to make the effort to eliminate this, to rectify this. For example, in another verse of the Quran, we read, "There is no good in much of their secret talk, excepting him who enjoys charity and what is right, or reconciliation between people." In this regard, we have a beautiful hadith regarding the importance of unity and joining people together. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Shall I inform you of something that holds a higher status than fasting, praying, and giving charity?" Prophet said, "What is that?" Prophet said, "Making peace between people. For verily, sowing dissension between people is indeed calamitous." It's very bad, it's very evil. Right? So the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet is to unite people and to, if we see disunity coming amongst them, to eliminate this. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the importance of unity in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli صلِّ على محمدٍ وآل محمد اللهم صلِّ على محمدٍ وآل محمد